Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey. Today, we look at the value of faith in our lives during our call to worship. Lord, your word declares that it is absolutely impossible to please you without faith. And we are born again, saved by grace through faith. The just shall live by faith. And we can move mountains with faith the size of a mustard seed. Lord, thank you for loving us and helping our faith to grow. Father, we believe, and yet there are so many times when we call on you to help us through times of unbelief. God, we are surrounded by so many distractions that keep us from seeing you clearly. Lord, now as we learn more about you and experience your power in our lives, we know that our faith grows. Help us to listen and to hear with our ears and our hearts as we invest this time in your word today. Amen.
It's not enough. sleeves. Where there is faith, there is a voice calling. Keep walking, you're not alone in this world. Where there is faith, there is a peace like a child sleeping. Hope everlasting in me, who is able to bear every burden, to heal every hurt in my heart. It is a wonderful, powerful place where there is faith. There's a man across the sea, never heard the sound of freedom ring, only in his dreams. There's a lady dressed in black, in a motorcade of Cadillacs, that he's not coming back. And the hearts begin to fall, and our stability grows weak, but Jesus meets our needs.
thank him for the storms he brought me through.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we focus on faith.
Thank you.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please, when you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station if you would. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time, and you're always welcome to visit the website, that's calltoworship.us, where you can listen to previous programs. You'll find devotional readings there, songs that are included in the program, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address again is calltoworship.us.
Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
No other argument, I need. no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough Jesus died and that he died for me. I know he died for me.
His head. He'll be there in your lonely hour.
Faith is vital to our relationship with God. For example, by faith, He, God, does live in us. And with that same faith, we can keep that perspective moment by moment. Let us look a little deeper into our faith from God's Word, beginning with Romans, first chapter. As Paul says, "So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." 2 Corinthians 5 tells us, "We walk by faith, not by sight." Galatians 2, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Romans 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." From 1 Peter, "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." From Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed God, called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land, God promised him he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, a stranger, living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised to them. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, says James chapter 2? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," without giving them the things they need for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We close with Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me.
Enough for me that Jesus saves. voice sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord. Sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
Took a chance, you heard the master calling. Now you're doing something different than you've done before. Stepped out of the boat, and now the sky is falling. Don't stop doing the impossible. Keep looking to the Lord.
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
Just keep moving closer to the one who waits with open arms.
Searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning.
Faith keeps walking on.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we have focused on faith. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. Until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Believe a story. and His light will show the way.
Make strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed.
For the one who lives within you will be strong.
Why don't you let